Today we consider faith, the nature of faith, and how it's handed down from generation to generation. Faith, Paul writes to Timothy, faith is the good treasure which has been entrusted to him, a gift from God to be cherished. Faith, Paul is implying, is something of great value, of importance. Faith is something to be celebrated and held on to, something which one would want to pass on to the next generation, just as one would want to pass on their estate, their worldly goods. Faith is the good treasure. But what do we mean when we speak of faith? I know I have often thought of faith as an it, as a something, as a body of teachings which has to be absorbed. In that view, faith consists of commandments to be memorized, liturgies to be learned, creeds to be repeated, statements of faith to be read and reread. Faith in this sense is belief. Faith in this sense almost requires that we be able to complete this sentence: I believe that. It's very much a matter of the head. And while Paul does seem to talk about faith as a corpus of beliefs, he tells Timothy, hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me. Paul seems to imply that faith has other dimensions as well. It's right there in the opening salutation, in the opening words of that letter to Timothy. Paul writes, to Timothy, my beloved child. Paul is claiming a relationship with Timothy. Timothy is part of his family, not his biological family, of course, but a member of his family nonetheless. Faith, Paul seems to be saying, is about relationships. It's about a shared bond that transcends caste and clan. There is a communal nature to faith, an aspect of faith that goes beyond enjoying the presence of God on the golf course or on a walk alone in the woods. And we recall that Paul himself was transformed not by an argument, but by an encounter when he met the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. Faith, Paul seems to be saying, is relational. And more than that, Timothy is not only Paul's child, Timothy is Paul's beloved child. Timothy is loved. Faith seems to be to have built into this bedrock principle that we are loved first by God, but also by those within the faith community. We are not just tolerated. We're not just put up with. We are loved. We put ourselves on the line for each other. And for Paul, there's more still to this thing we call faith. He remembers Timothy. I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day, he writes. An aspect of faith beyond the teachings and the outer trappings is that we are remembered. No one is forgotten. So a faith is more than doctrine and dogma, more than a locked box of creeds and memory verses. What for you are those other aspects of faith? What are those dimensions of faith beyond the intellectual head parts? Certainly it will be different for all of us. Perhaps part of faith for you is the memory of a child, lighted, taper in hand, lips pursed and brow furrowed in concentration, bending over to light a prayer candle and softly intoning, this is for Grammy. Perhaps part of faith for you is the smell of the family Bible when you open it, a scent which reminds you of your parents or grandparents or that church you attended as a child. Perhaps part of faith for you are the faces of the group you gather with at coffee hour, Sunday after worship, as you remember the laughs you had shared, the hard times when you were there for each other, the warmth you know because they see you and they hear you and they cherish you. Perhaps part of faith for you is knowing with your whole body when you eat the bread and you drink the cup that you are forgiven, that you are loved, that you are set free for new and abundant life. And promise that wherever you are, God is with you, as close as you're breathing. And yes, perhaps part of faith for you is the knowing, in a way which is beyond all reasoning and all proof, that God so loved the world that God came to us as a vulnerable little baby born in a backwater village and taught and laughed and suffered with and for us and died for us that we might be freed from the power of sin and even set free from the bonds of death. So faith then is more than an assent to intellectual propositions. Faith, says Marcus Borg, author of the bestseller The Heart of Christianity, is more a matter of the heart. What are those aspects of faith as a matter of the heart? Faith is trust in God. It's like floating in a deep ocean. If you struggle, if you're anxious, if you're tensing up and thrashing about, you will sink. But if you trust, if you relax, you find you float on the waves. Faith is being loyal to God, to have allegiance to God, the commitment of the self at the deepest level to God. It's a commitment of the heart. And faith is seeing with new eyes. The world tells us that the universe is at best indifferent to us, that conflict and war are inevitable and baked into our existence, that as Macbeth laments, life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. But faith gives us vision to see the world as God sees it. Faith gives us vision to see that we are loved, that the creation and life is good, that God's intention for the world is peace and harmony, that by losing our life, we can save it, and that while sin and death are real, their power has been broken, and we are freed to rise to new life in this world and in the next. Faith is seeing with new eyes. How blessed Timothy was that faith had been handed down to him by his mother Eunice, and before that by his grandmother Lois to her. The truth is that the good news of Jesus Christ is always one generation away from extinction. And so it's up to us to pass on this good treasure which to us has been entrusted. And we do this in countless ways here in this church. We offer church school classes to the rising generation that they might learn the stories of the faith. We offer a contemporary service in the hope that we might reach parents and others for whom faith is new or strange, who don't know a doxology from a benediction, a sacrament from a pledge card, who have no familiarity with a pipe organ or a hymnal. And because we know that faith is more than a set of beliefs to which we offer our assent, we seek to be a community of faith where we welcome all, where we love all, where we help each other, where together we reach out to the world. We know that long after those children forget if it was Jonah or Noah in the belly of the whale, or if the great commandment is different from the great commission, they will remember that here on this hill in West Barnstable, here was an alternative community, a place not full of perfect people striving to enforce purity standards to keep others away, but a group of fellow travelers on the journey of faith. Folk always ready to give a hand to someone in need, always ready with a smile at the door or a brownie at coffee hour. A people who know that their faith, no matter how slim or how shaky or how new, is a good treasure, a treasure to be cherished, a treasure to be shared, a treasure to be passed along. Amen.